Reports as outrageous. We'll find out what the diplomatic fallout is going to be a bit later on. But first up, a mother of three has split from the dad of her youngest child so she can claim an extra 17 grand a year as a single mum on benefits. How many other people, though, find out that they are better off living apart than living together? 0845 6060 973. Yes, indeed. Hey, later on, we're going to be finding out why the Russian embassy are so unhappy with what the Prince of Wales has said about Vladimir Putin. But right now, it's a fascinating story. It's in the papers today. A mum of three, Portia Clark. She's 34 years old. She's got three kids by three different dads. You know, this isn't the BBC. We're not to be judgmental. If she was my friend, I'd say the same. Disaster already. Three children by three different dads. I'm just saying. OK, let's just start. I want to be honest with where I'm coming from here. But she has decided to dump the father of her youngest child because she says she's better off without him in the house than she is with him in the house. They've got a 2-year-old daughter together. She also has two children from previous relationships, age 12 and age 7. They call the current partner, Paul Burke, they call him Dad. He is the only sort of father they know who's in their lives. She, however, worked out that because he was only earning £13,000 a year, basically a minimum wage as a factory worker, that him living in the house with her, this is a three-bedroom council house in Middleton in Greater Manchester, that she's worse off because she can get £17,000 almost in handouts as an unemployed single mum, which is obviously better than the £13,000 that he brings in as a factory worker. She is apparently, and this will not come as a massive surprise to you, an aspiring glamour model who's never had her job. But when she has her partner, Paul Burke, in the home with her, then yes, they get some contributions for being low earners in terms of their housing benefit. But without him in the house, she gets all her rent and her council tax paid for by the state. So she asked him to leave. He's been around. He's certainly been part of the relationship, part of the family for the last few years. But then she worked out that, well, and he worked out it wasn't really working out, not actually living together as a couple. And I think it would be really predictable. It would be much easier to break up as a couple if you were already living separately. She said, "It sounds heartless, but my life is better now. We've split and I'm back on full benefits. I do miss Paul and the kids are sad that we've broken up. I feel guilty, but I know it's for the best. Now I'm only going to date men on benefits. Life's much easier than that." This is much easier that way. This is an interview with Closer magazine. Now, they may have misrepresented her, but I doubt very much that they have. I'm sure there'll be a tape recording of that conversation. She may be an extreme example, but I wonder how extreme an example she is. Maybe she's at the callous end and puts how much money she has in her pocket over and above the needs of her children to have a dad or any dad, a stepdad in the home. But I wonder how many couples are better off living apart than living together. It was one of the things that Ian Duncan-Smith, way before he was Work and Pension Secretary, talked about wanting to tackle. The fact that we had a financial incentive in the benefits system that made it far more lucrative, I mean, although we're not talking about huge sums of money in terms of your lifestyle, for a mum with the kids to claim to be a single parent, to not have the dad actually living there officially or even at all, than to have someone on low incomes or someone else on benefits living in the house. Dad can then turn up whenever he wants to, hand over some cash, no one knowing anything about it, and everyone's better off, apart, of course, from the taxpayer. But I wonder, are you better off living apart than together? Maybe you know families like this who've done this. Maybe you are doing it yourself. If you are, maybe you want to give your real name, maybe you don't. But we will certainly respect whichever one you want to do. 0845 6060 973 is the number to call. Can you imagine splitting up, living apart officially, simply so that you can get more money? Do you think that actually she's doing the right thing? Or do you think that you shouldn't be able to do this? 0845 6060 973 is the number to call. First up, let's talk to Vicky Charles, blogger. She's a creator of the Single Mother Ahoy blogspot.co.uk and a single mum to one daughter. Vicky, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks
Hello.
For having me.
Vicky, I really appreciate you joining us. And say, as someone who blogs, and you say you're with your blog, Single Mother Ahoy, tell us in terms of your experience, I mean, are single parents sometimes better off in this situation than if they've got a partner living with them?
I think if you look at it purely financially, probably yes, because As a single parent, you can claim income support. But, I mean, I was only on income support for a very short amount of time, literally a couple of weeks. But in the 2 weeks that I was on income support, I received two letters telling me I had to go to interviews at the job centre about getting me back into work, and that was before my child was a year old. So I don't understand how this lady's able to just be on income support, to be honest. I don't understand how it's possible.
Well, indeed. I mean, really. I thought a lot of us were told that this was what was going to be changing, you know, that we weren't going to have a situation where it was even an option. But I've certainly, it was one of the things that actually a number of MPs of different parties told me over the years, that there was a situation, certainly in the past, and I say as much as it exists now, where, yeah, there was this incentive for families not to stay together. And that actually made it harder to keep families together for obvious reasons, because you think, well, it's only a few thousand pounds here and there, but actually that can be a huge percentage increase in terms of the family income, can't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. It makes a massive difference. But I mean, I don't know, the stories like this are damaging, because this is one person, and let's not forget, Close have probably paid her for that feature.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, if she wants to be a glamour model, she's getting her face all over Closer magazine, the Daily Mail, you're talking about it. Everybody knows her name now. She's got what she wants and she's been paid for it.
Yeah.
So maybe she's sold her story to get some more money, because actually she's not making ends meet. We don't know, you know, quite the ins and outs of it. I do think these stories are damaging for people like me.
Yes.
I'm self-employed and I work my fingers to the bone. I work all day. As soon as my daughter's in bed, I've got the laptop out and I'm working again.
Indeed.
I work very hard.
And also it is a simple fact that the vast majority, the huge percentage of single mothers and single parents do work and work full time.
Yeah. And the people that don't wish they could. It's very difficult to transition from being reliant on benefits to having a job, because the minute you start work, so when I was in income support for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, the minute I returned to work, income support stopped. Mm. And I was very lucky that I had a very, my boss was very sympathetic to my situation. So he let me have holiday pay in the first month so that I could afford to pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know, other people, when you've just started a job, you're not going to get that. You're going to have a month where you've got no money at all and children to feed.
Yeah,
it's
indeed.
Very difficult. And the benefits system doesn't really help people to transition into work. So it is easier to just stay on benefit.
Well, let's see, we had Grant Shapps, the Tory party chairman, in the studio yesterday, and it was a question that was raised by a caller, and I tackled him on it. Unfortunately, again, it's weird. Half an hour sounds like a long amount of time, and it really isn't when you've got the, you know, updates and adverts and traffic and the like. But I said to him, I do find it extraordinary that a lot of people who go to food banks that go there, for instance, because they're in a situation where they've been on benefits, they leave benefits, get into work, they're honest, they go and say, look, I've got a job, benefits immediately cut off, but they've still got rent to pay, fuel bills, food costs and things, no other income to come in, as you don't, and yet their next paycheck won't arrive for 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, and it puts you in a position, I mean, when it's just you, then you can sort of struggle on and you kind of, you know, just eat on, you know, pieces of stale bread, what have you. Mm. When you've got a child, you're very, very aware of exactly what is in your cupboard at any given point, and to be in a position where you know that if that bread goes mouldy, I can't afford to buy any more. And if she drops this bowl of food, I can't replace it and she won't have any tea. That's a very scary position to be in for a parent.
Can you understand, I mean, leaving aside this mother, Portia Clark, sort of urges to be in the limelight and, you know, celebby and a glamour model. I mean, there's glamour model. It's always a rather unfortunate term, I think, rather dishonest term. But she, leaving aside, do you think there are many mothers, though, who will have to, you know, sit there, when they actually sit there and work out the finances of having a long-term partner stay with them or move in with them when they get to meet a new partner, will actually decide not to do that because actually, you know, the pennies, the pounds do add up in terms of the benefits, and they are better off staying officially single than having a partner move in?
I think definitely. I think the way the system works at the moment, say for me, for example, I've got a daughter. If I suddenly meet a man and, you know, we want to move in together, then he has to then decide that he is going to be financially responsible for my daughter, because that's the way the government sees it, is well, you live in the house with them, you're responsible, and you have to pay all the bills. And that's a big jump.
It's a big ask, isn't it?
Take.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big ask for anybody. Oh, well, you know, you want to be my boyfriend. Well, then if you spend more than 3 nights a week here, then you have to pay for my daughter. That's a massive, massive thing. And it's very tricky. And it really encourages people then to either stay apart and live on benefits, or live together and not tell people and defraud the system that way. It's not a fair system, I don't think. I don't know how they can fix it, but at the moment, I don't think it works.
Thank you so much for joining us. That's Vicky Charles.
No,
she's a blogger and she's creator of the Single Mother Ahoy blogspot.co.uk. She's got a daughter. Thank you so much for joining us, Vicky. Just some breaking news for you. The former Radio 1 DJ Chris Denning is to be charged with 41 offences over alleged sex attacks on boys aged 9 to 16. Prosecutors have confirmed that's the former Radio 1 DJ Chris Denning. He is to be charged with 41 offences regarding alleged sex attacks on boys between the ages of 9 and 16. More on that in the news a little bit later on. Coming up after an update on the traffic and travel, I want to get to your calls about this. We can have a nice easy 45 minutes talking about, oh, isn't this woman, doesn't she sound ghastly? She's got three children by three different men. That's a disaster waiting to happen. Yeah, I know that. I've said that already. But I don't think she's